The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 1, Poem 6, The Annunciation. The angel Gabriel went forth once more on that high errand, came to Nazareth, planted mid streams and trees, whose careless folk content in darkness sate the shadow of death. There dwelt a son of David, Joseph named, betrothed to Mary, virgin of that house. Alone upon the housetop knelt the maid. Once more her urgent, passionate prayer she prayed, "Send us Messias." When lo, the angel came, as friend, familiar, called her by her name. "Hail Mary," said the seraph. In the word, angelic love and reverence were heard. "All hail, thou happy virgin, full of grace, who hast high favor found before the face of God. The Lord be with thee. Fear not thou," for she was greatly troubled. Questioned how, within herself, had she offended? Hold, had she made her petitions overbold? Gentle, he reassured her, "Nay, fear not, no word of thine in heaven hath been forgot. Thou shalt conceive and bear a holy son, the very Son of God, whose reign, begun within thy womb, in time shall have no end, and over all the tribes of men extend. Jesus his name, the Son of God Most High, yet shall he on thy breast an infant lie. As men walk forth by day, nor ever know that all the air with color is aglow, till here black clouds and there a blushing rose lend surface, hues of beauty to disclose. The rose is red, then say they. See the arc, the multicolored bow spreads o'er the dark rain clouds opposed to the sun. Nor recognize that all the purple, crimson, orange dyes are held in the white light, till broken rays let loose on this or that the hues they praise. So is life held in God, nor needs at best the will of any two to manifest. Let there be life. His primal word, and straight his creatures lived, endowed to propagate each after his own kind. So men grew used to the one way, and all their thought obtused by long-continued custom ne'er foresaw that he who made the first, a second law might bring forth from his counsels, for a birth should quicken all the recreant sons of earth. Again the mandate issued, be their life. And she, whom no man yet had ta'en to wife, conceived and bare a son. The virgin born, come after heavy night, the promised morn. But Mary understood not yet, nor we. Not querulous nor doubting, meekly she, asking direction, did the angel show that which perplexed her. "Seeing I no man know, how shall this be after the want of men? For great the mystery." The angel then showed how by immediate power of God Most High the thing should come to pass, and how thereby the child born unto her should wholly be the Son of God. Because her hallowed glee must in her heart lie hid, the angel kind, perceiving that to tell would soothe her mind, spake of Elizabeth, and her great hap, how she, grown old, should soon have child on lap. For every word of God shall be with power, and Mary, scarce perceiving all her hour might bring, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it to me according to thy word."